yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful program and a very good opportunity for us to learn, understand the lives of the sacred, the most blessed people in our history of Islam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be talking about another blessed personality, inshallah Azza wa Jal, about his works and especially about his life, his taqwa, his piety. And today the personality that we're going to be talking about, inshallah, let me mention the Durood-e-Pak blessing before we go into that. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, in his booklet Ashkun Ki Barsaat, he mentions on page number 14 that Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions about this great personality. But like I said, before we go into that, let's mention the blessing of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Farmani Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who recites Durood upon me on a Friday 100 times, when he arrives on the day of judgment, he will have Noor with him, light with him so much that it will be enough, it will be sufficient to give Noor to the whole makhluk, to all of the creation. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Gee, we mentioned about Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a great scholar of Islam in his own personality. And Amir al-Sunnat, in one of his booklets, Ashkun Ki Barsaat, he mentions that Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions the incident, the story of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that a non-Muslim owed Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ali some money. So he lent some money to him as qarz, as qarz hasana. And when he came to the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, when he came close to his house, because of the rain that was happening, there was a lot of mud on the floor. And because of that, when Imam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he stepped on that mud, some of the mud went on his house wall. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, he started to clean his house walls. Now, in the olden days, they didn't have bricks the way we have today. They just had, you know, mud houses. And Imam Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he called the person whose house he was, and he turned out to be the one that he owed money to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he was surprised and he was a bit scared that maybe Imam Sahib is going to be asking me for my money that I owe him. And Imam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in return, he says that, I'm not here to ask you for your money. I've just come here to say sorry to you that I was walking and by mistake, I stepped foot inside the mud and some of it went onto your wall. And the person, subhanAllah, he says that, oh Imam Sahib, you know, you are the leader of the Muslims and you cleaned my house, cleaned my heart, and he entered into the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. Now, these were our great pious predecessors. This was the personality of these great people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When it came to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, they were so much in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They had so much, you know, of a sense that, you know, we need to be, you know, paying back for what we have done. And in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be liable to that as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, this is what we're talking about. This is the personality we are going to be talking about today. And that is the personality of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. In the month of Sha'banul Mu'azzam, we talk about and we celebrate the life and the works of this great Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Majority of the world follows the fiqh rulings of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi, especially in the subcontinent and in Turkey and many other countries. that they follow the fiqh of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now let's look into this. We love Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. You know, we love his maqam, his status, his works, and subhanallah, what he has done for the sake of deen. And as Muslims, we need to follow on his footsteps. Number one, if we've done any mistake, you know, just imagine you've done something wrong and you want to say sorry to that person. Would we ever have this courage inside our hearts that we would say sorry to someone? Maybe, you know, we're going to say, well, it's not my fault. I stepped foot, you know, and some of the mud went onto his walls. It wasn't my fault I did this. It wasn't my fault. But Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, instead of saying that it wasn't my fault, Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he started to clean the walls. He even said sorry to that person. So it was as Muslims and as muqallid, as followers of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, we need to understand that we need to say sorry. We need to have a culture or to have this courage inside our hearts that whatever we do wrong, we wrong someone, we said something wrong to someone, you know, we might have hurt his feelings. Just own up to your mistakes and just say sorry to that person. And inshallah, azza wa jal, you know, things will be better for us. And then we look at ourselves. You know, Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he used to give loans to people. And, you know, he used to help people as much as possible. So this is another beautiful trait from his life that me and you can start to follow. That is, try to help people as much as possible. And the more we can help people, the more, inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will be helping us as well. Sayyiduna Mis'ar bin Kidam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that one day Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was going somewhere. And out of not knowing, he stepped foot on a person. And the person that stepped foot, or the young lad who he stepped foot on him, he screamed out of fear. And he says, Ya Shaykh, Allah takhaful qisasa yawm al-qiyamah. Are you not worried that you will have to, about the revenge that taken against you on the day of judgment? And he was in such a state, book it says that, larza tari ho gaya. You know, he was shocked, he was surprised, and he was in such a state when he's heard that. And Imam Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he fainted. And when he came back around, Sayyiduna Mis'ar bin Kidam rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that we asked him that, Ya Sayyidi, why did you faint? The young boy just said, are you not scared of the wrath of Allah? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that it felt like as if I heard something from the unseen. Now, let's look at ourselves today, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. How many times have we ever, you know, thought to ourselves that whatever we do today, we will have to give account to it on the day of judgment. Whatever we do in this world, we will have to give account on the day of judgment. You know, we must have sworn at someone, we must have hurt someone's feeling, we must have said something to someone and we thought, you know, it's okay, you know, I don't think he mind. And this is sometimes a lot of people say, oh, you don't mind me saying that, do you? Obviously, that person is going to mind for what you've said to him. You've hurt his feeling. You know, you've said something that is really saddened. And now you're asking him that you didn't mind me saying that. You know, we might push someone. We might, you know, it takes someone's money and spend it without his permission. And then we say, you know, you didn't mind me saying that, did you? You didn't mind me doing that, did you? So all of these kind of things we need to understand that we will have to give accountability on the day of judgment. Inshallah, Azawajal, before we move further on into the life of this great Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, let's go towards the Kalam and inshallah we'll come back and we'll learn more about his beautiful life, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك انت خير الخلق كلهم. واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. Very beautiful قصیدہ بردہ recited by رکن شورا. Alhamdulillah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you've just joined us, then welcome to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in this program, the main theme is that we talk about a very beautiful personality and we try to learn from their lives, from their biographies, see what we can implement in our lives and become better Muslims and try to help our beautiful deen. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Just a bit of an introduction, maybe someone needs to know a bit more about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was born in Kufa on the 80th of Hijri, yani after the Hijrat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he lived for 70 years. And on the 2nd of Sha'banul Mu'azzam, 150 Hijri, he passed away. And his mazar, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is in the city of Baghdad. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, beautiful masjid, Masjid Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And MashaAllah, brilliant, massive masjid. And inside the masjid is also the mazar park of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a businessman. In his early life, he did business. And he met with Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi ta'ala. And Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi asked him, "What is it that you do?" And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi replied that, "I do business, I do karubar." And Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi says that, "Why are you spending your time in business? Why don't you spend your time with the scholars?" And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says that I've spent very less time with the scholars. So Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he started to talk to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi about the importance of deen, about the importance of the knowledge of deen. And subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, he says that these words of Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi, they penetrated into my heart and I made the intention that I will also start to learn about my deen as well. So subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, someone asked him a question. Aap is buland maqam par kaise pahunche? How did you get to this high status? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, he says that I started teaching people. And because of that, I wasn't stingy in teaching people. And the more I benefited people with knowledge, the more Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me. And Alhamdulillah, this maqam that I have today, it is the blessing of teaching the sacred knowledge of deen. Now just imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, how many people do we know that we could have talked to, that we could have sat them down and we could try to instill the love of the knowledge of the deen in their hearts. And subhanallah, these people could be our next future Islamic scholars. These people could be our next future imams, our next future teachers. You know, at this moment in time in the whole world, you can say there is a shortage of good Islamic scholars that can stand up and talk, and such scholars that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that can ignite the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ignite the love of the sacred knowledge of deen. Just like Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I started to learn my knowledge, and he had so much love in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And scholars, they mention that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala knew many hadith by heart. And subhanallah, he was the master of fiqh. یعنی the Hanafi rulings that we know of, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi mastered the fiqh regarding that as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he was the greatest of all the Imams. We know that alhamdulillah there are four great Imams: Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. So these are the four great Imams. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the greatest of all the Imams. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should understand and we should realize that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, being the great Imam, subhanallah, he lived such a beautiful life, such a life that was full of piety. Can you imagine being a teacher of many, many great scholars of deen that we know of today, Imam Muhammad, you know, and they were the teachers of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, if you look at the whole tree, you know, and you'll find Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had so much love for them as well. Now the scholars of that era, or the scholars that came after Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they talked about his beautiful life. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that one day I went to Kufa and I asked the people, who is the most pious person in Kufa? And people all unanimously, they said that it is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And they said that amongst all of them, you know, amongst all of them, who is the one that worships the most? And they all replied that it is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he says that subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he was given so much money, he was offered, we can say, so much money to take the post of Qaziul Quzza, yani chief justice, the chief judge. But subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi did not want to be the chief justice, but he spent his time teaching people and alhamdulillah learning about the beautiful deen as well. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, his ustad, his teacher Sayyidina Waqi bin Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that maine ahle kufa mein se kai ulama ki sohbat ikhtiyar ki, that I stayed in Kufa and I spent a lot of time with amongst all the scholars of the deen. And he says, but there was none more pious than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Yazid bin Harun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I studied under 1,000 scholars, 1,000 teachers, but subhanallah, I have not seen anyone better in taqwa, in zuhd, than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Sayyidina Waqi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi ne aap par lazim kar liya tha ke agar sachi baat par bhi qasam khayenge to ek dirham sadqa karenge. You know, so he says that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that, you know, even if I swear an oath and he was correct and I wasn't lying, I will still do sadqa of one dirham. Ek martaba qasam khayi to ek dirham sadqa kiya. He says that one day I swore an oath and I gave one dirham in sadqa. Iske baad ye lazim kar liya ke ab bar qasam khayi to ek dinar sadqa karenge. So the dirham was a silver coin, dinar was a gold coin. So he says that now if you wear an oath, you have to give a gold coin. So jab bhi qasam khate, ek dinar sadqa farmate. Whenever Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he would swear an oath, he would give one gold coin. Subhanallah. Fuzul goi ki nikle aadat, ho dur beja hasi ki khaslat, durood padta rahoon main har dam Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, when you talk about these great and pious people, subhanallah, it brings a smile to your face that subhanallah, we are connected to these great scholars of Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, اس قدر کمال و تقویٰ کے مالک تھے کہ اپنی زبان کی حد درجہ حفاظت فرماتے تھے. He would make sure that he control his tongue. And subhanallah, whenever he would even swear an oath, even though swearing an oath is not a sin, but yet Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, whenever he would swear an oath, he would give one gold coin in charity. Subhanallah. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, another very beautiful part of his biography is that he used to speak very less. You know, he used to speak when he was needed. He was not the person that kept on talking, did not give anyone else the chance, but he would always, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, be in a state of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Nowadays, people talk about this, you don't have to have that much fear, khawf e khuda, have a smile on your face. Alhamdulillah, having a smile is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But being mindful and having that fear of Allah azza wa jal is a very important part of the life as well. And to the most pious and the people who are taqwa, the people who are piety, they always had the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should have the fear of Allah. Maybe if I say something and I'm negligent, that could be counted as a sin, and maybe that sin could be the most heaviest sin on the weighing scale on the Day of Judgment. Now, Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi فرماتے ہیں کہ پرہیزگاروں کو متقی اس لیے کہا جاتا ہے کہ وہ ایسی چیزوں سے بھی بچتے ہیں جن سے عموماً بچنا دشوار ہے. So those people who are called پرہیزگار, those people who are called متقی, متقی are the pious people. Why they call them متقی is they don't just stay away from sins, but they stay away from those things that can lead them to committing sins as well. What would Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi do in the month of Ramadan? In the books of Seerah of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, is mentioned that he used to finish 61 Quran in the month of Ramadan. Nowadays, we tend to say to ourselves, don't get time, I wish to do something. Time ni labana, don't get time, got this excuse, got that excuse. We cannot have any excuses, my dear Islam brothers. When it comes to the deen of Islam, we need to make ourselves pious. We are not better than any other person. Who is better? Allah Azza wa Jal announces in the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 13, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. بے شک اللہ کے یہاں تم میں زیادہ عزت والا اور وہ جو تم میں زیادہ پرہیزگار ہے. The one who is the most respectful, the most pious in the court of Allah is the one that is the most pious, جو تقوی والا ہے, پرہیزگار ہے. And پرہیزگار, when someone is a متقی, is پرہیزگار, that person will inshallah not just save himself from committing sins, he will save himself from those things that can drag him into committing sins. We've got a beautiful package for you as well, inshallah. Let's go towards the package and we'll come back to this, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ نعمان بن ثابت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, a very great name, you must have heard this name, he is the heartbeat of millions and millions of Hanafis around the world, the leader of the Hanafis, الشیخ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. A very great incident about him which actually holds a lot of lessons for us. In the Jama Masjid of Kufa, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was once present and he saw few individuals doing wudu. And when they were doing wudu, when they were doing ablution, so obviously once a person does wudu, so the droplets of water, detach from his body and they get down. So Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw few people doing wudu. When he saw one person, he saw the droplets of wudu detaching from his body, coming down, dropping from the body. So he said, "Oh young man, repent from disobeying your parents." Allahu Akbar. The young man said, "I repent from disobeying my parents." He saw another young man. And Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Oh young man, repent from adultery, repent from fornication." That young man said that, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this sin of mine." He saw another man, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Oh young man, repent from drinking alcohol." Allahu Akbar. That man said, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from drinking alcohol." Then Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stepped aside from there, because you should know Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with kashf. He had that spiritual insight. He was blessed with this miracle that he was able to see the faults of people once they are doing wudu. Because even in this, there is a great wisdom. Because when a person washes his hands in wudu, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he washes his face, the sins of his face are washed away. When he washes his feet, the sins of his feet are washed away. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, due to the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was able to see all that. And accordingly, then he told those people that repent from these actions. But after that, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, take this power away from me. Why? Because Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi didn't want to see the faults of the people. Allahu Akbar. Just look at that. One place, if we consider ourselves, reflect onto ourselves, think about our lives. So we are busy looking for faults in people. And on the other hand, a great Imam who was blessed with a bestowal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he was able to see certain things, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take it back from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Hujarat, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and don't search for faults in people. Let's ponder on ourselves. Let's not become amongst those who are like CCTV cameras behind people. What fault does he have? What fault does he have? What wrongdoing is he doing? Let's worry about ourselves, inshallah, azza wa jalla.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, azza wa jal, you're welcome back to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And alhamdulillah, we're learning about the great personality, the great life of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. And this great life of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, let's try to make good intentions as well as we're watching the program. Not just watching the program, but we need to start to make good intentions as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Some beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah azza wa jal, he says, is baat ka mustahik main hi hoon. Yani it is Allah only that we should be fearing. Jo mujhse darega, meri shaan ye hai. The one who is scared of me, the one who is fearful of me, my shaan, my status is ke main usse bakhsh dunga, I will forgive that person. So this is the shaan, the status, the honor and the might of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should only fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that true fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla can save you from a lot of sins as well. And you know, there is a very beautiful saying that if you don't have fear of Allah, then do whatever you want. You know, this also replicates the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's right. If you don't have the fear of Allah, you're not going to keep away from sins. You don't have the fear of Allah, you are not going to offer your salah. If you don't have the fear of Allah azza wa jal, you're not going to even try to keep away from sins as well. Another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tabrani, ilm ki fazilat ibadat ki fazilat se badhkar hai. You know, the fazilat means the blessing. The blessing of knowledge is more than worship. Aur tumhare deen ka behtareen amal taqwa hai. And the most important part of your deen is taqwa, is piety, is fearful, being fearful and mindful of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Now the question arises, how can someone become pious? How can someone become a muttaqi? Number one, we should look at the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we commit these sins, what is the punishment connected to that sin? Mi'raj, that so many, you know, scenes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in the fire of hell, where he saw people, you know, their tongues were being cut with fire, their bodies were being cut with fire, they were being punished, and you know, their jaws were torn apart, and these people were crushed by stones. The reason is that these people were committing sins. So if you have that in mind, that if I swear at someone, this is what's going to happen to me, then inshallah, a person will keep away from it. Logically, let me explain. You know, would you ever go past a red light knowing that there's a camera on here? Would you ever go past a red traffic light? Would you ever overspeed, you know, knowingly that there is a camera there? You wouldn't. Even if you were speeding, when you get to that camera, you'll slow down. Why? Because you are fearful that maybe if I go through the camera, I'm going to get flushed, I'm going to get a fine, I'm going to get points on my license. That's about it. You're going to get a fine. You're going to get points on your license. You're not going to be put into jail. You're not going to be put to death. But in the fire of hell, just imagine if we commit sins and we don't do tawbah in the court of Allah, what if we are put into the fire of hell? Who is going to save us from there as well? تقویٰ کے حصول کا ایک طریقہ یہ ہے انسان غافل اور برے لوگوں کی صحبت میں اٹھنا بیٹھنا چھوڑ دے. Do not sit with those people who are negligent. They're not bothered. In the masjid, those people who talk about the dunya. So many times you go to Fatiha Khanis and you'll see people there. They'll talk about the dunya. Then when someone new comes in, Fatiha. And they'll do Fatiha. And then after that, so what's happening, you know, in politics? What's happening here? How's your work going on? So we'll talk about the dunya. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about the world. Do not sit with those people who talk about the dunya in the house of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has nothing to do with them. Allah has nothing to do with them. So we need to understand, you know, these people who are negligent of Allah, they don't offer their salah. How many times are you going to be, you know, getting away with it? You know, they say that, you know, one day the shaitan will overcome you and maybe you'll join these people, those people who don't offer their salah. You hang around with them, there'll be a time when you think, yeah, these guys don't offer salah. Look at them, they're enjoying, they're chilling out. You know, and the shaitan can manipulate your mind and drag you towards that area as well. تقویٰ حاصل کرنے کے لیے بزرگان دین کی سیرت سے تقویٰ پرہیزگاری کے واقعات پڑھیں. Read the stories of the pious people, those people who have been successful in living in this world as a true life, as a life of piety. Read about them, understand their lives. What did they do to save themselves? What did they do to be more successful in the deen? Today we say we don't get time, you know, subhanallah. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even though he had a business, yet he still had time to, mashallah, learn his deen. He still had time to memorize the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ihya ul-Ulum, try to read the books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ihya ul-Ulum, Mukashifatul Qulub. These are such great works of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. And inshallah, by reading these books, you'll understand, you know, how your heart sometimes, how even your nafs, you know, we will play with you and make you commit these sins as well. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, throughout his life, you know, people have bared witness that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to stay away from sins. He says that one day in Kufa, because he was living in Kufa, some goats were stolen. And logon se daryaft kiya ke bakri zyada se zyada kitne saal tak zinda rehti hai. Logon ne bataya 7 saal. You know, so some goats were stolen in Kufa, and Imam sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he inquired, how long does a goat stay alive? And he says that for 7 years. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi did not eat the meat of a goat for 7 years. Only because maybe that is the goat that was stolen and I do not want to eat the meat of that goat. That is what you call the highest maqam of taqwa. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, another very beautiful story about him, that during ibadat, he would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, even to an extent that at night Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he would cry constantly whilst he would be reading the Quran, while he would be offering his salah. And people used to look at him, you know, his neighbors, they used to feel sorry for him, sorry for the state that he's in. And subhanallah, what happened? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, for 30 years, every night he would read the Quran for 30 years every night. Subhanallah. And the place where Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi died, the house, he finished 7,000 Quran Pak in that place. Sayyidina Asad bin Amr rahmatullah alayhi says, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, for 40 years with the wuzu of Isha, he used to offer his Fajr Salah. Allahu Akbar. You know, where can you find this much taqwa? Look at ourselves. We don't find time to read the Quran. We can't find time to offer our ibadat properly. We're in the masjid late on a Friday and we're the first ones to get out. We don't get time. It's not that we don't get time, it's that we don't have that passion to do the worship. Inshallah, there's another package. Let's listen and watch the package and we'll come back. And inshallah, we can close the program. Inshallah, let's watch the package and we'll come back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Caliph Harun Rashid once requested Sayyiduna Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi to please relate the attributes and characteristics of the Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He replied beautifully, the Imam Azam rahmatullah alayhi was a very pious and ascetic person. He rahmatullah alayhi used to abstain from every action which was impermissible in Sharia, had aversion to the vain and idle talks. Being quiet most of the time, he rahmatullah alayhi used to remain engaged in contemplating about Islam and hereafter. If anybody asked any question to Imam, he rahmatullah alayhi would answer if he knew otherwise. He rahmatullah alayhi would remain quiet. Used to safeguard his religion and belief from all aspects. Used words of praises for every Muslim, mean would not find fault and commit backbiting against anybody. Listening to this, Khalifa Harun Rashid said, obviously, these are the manners of the righteous person. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Welcome back. We're talking about the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, his life, and especially one part of his life, his piety, his taqwa, his fear of Allah, his love for worship, his love for the Quran. Hazrat Sayyiduna Zaida rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he was offering his Isha Salah. And I sat in one corner of the masjid waiting for him. He didn't realize that I was there waiting for him. So he sat down and started to read the Quran. And he says that when he reached to the verse, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ, translation from Kanzul Iman, to Allah ne hum par ehsan kiya. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has done favor upon us aur hume loo ke azab se bacha liya. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has saved us from the punishment of the heat. To turu-e fajr tak ise dohrate rahe. And he kept repeating that until the beginning time of fajr. And he says that in the same way, Qari Quran, he read this verse, اِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, جَبْ زَمِين تھر تھرا دی جائے جیسا اس کا تھر تھرانا ٹھہرا ہے. Yani, it's about the earthquakes that will happen near the day of judgment. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he grabbed hold of his beard, and until the fajr beginning time, he would cry and he says, ہمیں ذرہ بر گناہ کی بھی سزا دی جائے گی. He says that we will be punished. So he grabbed hold of his beard and he kept crying and he says, we will be punished for every small sin that we have committed. Atahu khauf khuda khudara, do ulfat mustafa khudara, karu amal sunnaton par har dam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Subhanallah. You know, when you talk about these kind of people, you know what comes into your mind? How did they do it? How did these live in this world? They had families, they had children to take care of, they had their own selves to take care of, they were working, and yet they had time to do ibadat, yet they had time to learn about their beautiful deen. Subhanallah. So how did these people, you know, learn, you know, so much knowledge? And one of the things, my dear Islam brothers, we understand is that, subhanallah, these people learned knowledge because of the love they had for the sacred knowledge of the deen. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm going to put myself in this as well. Sometimes, you know, we talk about love, that, you know, I love Allah, I fear Allah, that I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you look into your life and you look at the status of yourself, you know, you seem to understand, how much love do I have? How much fear of Allah will I have? Today, let's be honest. Let's put our hand on our heart and let's be honest to ourselves that we are spending most of our time in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Are we doing that? I don't think so. Most of the time, we'll spend our time in love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagining the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting durood upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't think so. You know, where is our time spent? Earning the dunya, earning the wealth of this world. We keep running like, you know, a headless chicken, you know, from one place to the other. And I so know someone who works in three places. Yes, you know, things are hard for people, you know, especially those people who are, you know, big families. You know, they might have parents or brothers or sisters or family that they need to look after back at home. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, we work so hard and we leave our deen. It doesn't mean that we miss our salah, we don't read the Quran. Once Mufti Qasim Sahib said, why don't you work smart rather than working hard? Working smart, who will pay off your debts? Who has the power to help you pay off your debts? Allah. Who can give you the peaceful mindset? Allah. Who can give you a better life? Allah. So why are we not turning towards Allah? You know, if someone's got debt on their head, you know, you owe someone £10,000, £15,000, rather than going into yourself and earning, you know, and spending more and more time, why don't you put yourself into a situation, into a solution, that instead of worrying about these kind of things, put yourself and think to yourself that I could be spending more time in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more time I spend in the worship of Allah, the more barakat I will have. And we know we have a prime example in front of us, the life of Amir Ahl Sunnat. May Allah keep His shadow upon us for a long time. You know, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, look at the way he brought up Dawat Islami. You know, he was 29, 30 when he started Dawat Islami. Even before that, you know, Alhamdulillah, he lived a life of sincerity. He lived a life of, you know, fear. And he lived a very simple life. And when he started the works of Dawat Islami, within 43 years, look where Dawat Islami is, where he has taken the works of Dawat Islami. Subhanallah. He was leading the works of Dawat Islami. And today we see him on Madani channel when he talks about, you know, all of the work that Dawat Islami does, he will cry and he will say, I've not done anything. I've not done anything. And maybe I will do something small. I might fast in the month of Rajab for one day only, and I'm going to tell other people, you know, I was fasting today. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, I was okay. Or, you know, by the way, I'm not going to eat because I'm fasting. You know, or I would love to come to your house, but I'm fasting. You know, so we want people to know what ibadahs we are doing. We want people to know, you know, how pious I am. And if just by keeping a fast makes you pious, then there's another thing coming. Because just keeping a fast will not make you pious. Ramadan is coming. We've made many, many intentions. You know, I've had a word with so many people. And I'm not going to leave myself out of it as well. You know, we all make this intention. I'm going to finish the Quran. But what happens? We never even start the Quran. On one hand, subhanAllah, we see our pious predecessors, how they start something and they will make sure they finish it as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to understand and we need to think to ourselves that subhanAllah, you know, knowledge is something that will safeguard our iman. Ramadan is coming. Are we prepared for it? What preparations have we done? You know, we made the good intentions. Alhamdulillah, we'll be rewarded for them intentions. But are we going to be implementing or following them intentions? Or sadly, are we going to be falling prey to our nafs, our desires? Or are we going to be falling prey to the shaitan? So please make yourself available for the ibadat of Allah. Every morning when you wake up, offer your Fajr Salah, read the Quran, recite durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Cut yourself from the dunya. Cut yourself, you know, as they say, distance yourself from the dunya when you are doing ibadat. When you lift your hands up, you know, you are putting the dunya behind you. Or, you know, dunya is behind me now. It's me, my Rabb Azza wa Jal. That's the way we should do our ibadat. Attend the weekly ijtimaz of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me and all of us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman for the sake of this great personality, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.